In the 1960s, the Civil Rights Movement produced a dynamic leader who would set the stage for Black pride and empowerment, a significant leader for the fight against racial injustice. Despite opposition to his revolutionary antics, this man was able to mobilize the masses of oppressed blacks. I present to you Mr. Stokely Carmichael. On June 29, 1941, Stokely Carmichael was born in Port of Spain, Trinidad, to Adolphus and Mabel Carmichael. When Stokely was 2 years old, his father moved the family to the United States to provide a better life for his wife and son. Adolphus became a New York City cab driver and Mabel a maid. As a boy, he was a bright student. His family moved to the Bronx, where Stokely became even more attracted to the intellectual life. He was accepted into the Bronx High School of Science, a school for gifted youth. At a young age, Carmichael was interested in politics. He was heavily influenced by civil rights activist Bayard Rustin.
Any movement which begins by blocking out the active cooperation of the best minds, many of which are white as well as black, is fighting a losing battle.
Carmichael had his first civil rights experience in 1960. That year, four African-American freshmen at North Carolina A&T staged a sit-in at the segregated Woolworth's lunch counter. This action inspired Carmichael to participate in boycotts of Woolworth's around New York City and sit-in protests in Virginia and South Carolina. Later that year, Carmichael, who refused to attend a white college, entered Howard University. During his 4 years there, he became increasingly involved in the civil rights movement. He joined the Nonviolent Action Group, a group that was affiliated with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee known as SNCC. In his free time, he joined the Freedom Rides in the South. He graduated from Howard in 1964 with a bachelor's degree in philosophy. From that point, Carmichael remained in the South, participating in sit-ins, protests, and voter registration drives. In Alabama, he helped start the Lowndes County Freedom Party, an African-American-based political party that chose a Black Panther as its symbol.
A beautiful black animal, which symbolizes the strength and dignity of black people. An animal that never strikes back until he's back so far into the wall, he's got nothing to do but spring out. Yeah. And when he springs, he does not stop.
After years of nonviolent protests, Carmichael's civil rights activism took a turn after he noticed police officers violently beating black demonstrators. As a result, he began to distance himself from the nonviolent protests and practitioners.
The revolutionary philosopher Frantz Fanon says that what happens is that the victim begins to agitate. He uses all types of means against his executioner in fighting for a position of equality. After he tries a number of means and they do not work, he then begins to imitate the means by which his executioner kept him down. That is usually through force and violence, he says, and then they begin to use it against them, breaking the one taboo that they've never been able to break, hitting back against their executioners, so that you ought not to be upset. If we are violent, the United States taught us very well how to be violent.
In 1965, Carmichael became the president of SNCC. During a freedom march in Mississippi with Martin Luther King and Floyd McKissick, Carmichael introduced the concept of black power. He defined black power as the right of African Americans to define and organize themselves as they saw fit and to protect themselves from racial violence. He further expanded on the concept in the 1967 book, Black Power. It further explained that African Americans can gain empowerment through political force and economic determination. But many mainstream Americans view Carmichael as a racist.
We have to recognize who our major enemy is. The major enemy is not your brother, flesh of your flesh, and blood of your blood. The major enemy is the honky and his institutions of racism. That's the major enemy. That is the major enemy.
Now I want you to, before I begin, to take a look at all of the press men before you. you will notice that not one of them are black. And they are going to have the nerve tomorrow to call me a racist.
In 1967, Carmichael left SNCC. His political activism expanded globally. He traveled the world speaking out against the Vietnam War and American imperialism.
I maintain, as we have in SNCC, that the war in Vietnam is an illegal and immoral war. We have become the policemen of the world. The Marines are at our disposal to always bring democracy. And if the Vietnamese don't want democracy, well, damn it, we'll just wipe them the hell out, because they don't deserve to live if they won't have our way of life.
Upon his return to America in 1968, the U.S. Marshals confiscated his passport. In the same year, the Black Panther Party made Carmichael its honorary prime minister. The following year, he resigned from the position, rejecting the Panther relationship with white activists. In May of 68, he married South African singer activist Miriam Makeba. In 1969, Carmichael left the U.S. and moved to Guinea, West Africa to help restore power to Kwame Nkrumah. While in Guinea, Carmichael changed his name to Kwame Ture. Over the next decades, he founded the All-African Revolutionary Party.
And this party is a Pan-African party. It has bases throughout the world, certainly within the United States of America. My work is to organize this party as an organizer. We have many, many, many organizers. I'm only one of them to organize this party. And we've been able in the last less than three decades anyway, because the party was formed in visualized in 1967. We started movement in 1969.
Carmichael continued to speak out against racism and injustice. In 1996, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and he died from the disease on November 15, 1998, in Guinea. Stokely Carmichael was a provocative leader, but he took a stand against racial injustice and made African Americans proud of their culture.
The concept of a black man is one who recognizes his cultural, his historical, and the roots of his great ancestors who were the greatest warriors on the face of this earth. Africans. Africans. Africans.